Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit to lead to that secret, sacred place with you. Make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Praise God for allowing us another opportunity to come before you on this morning. Thank God for my co-host who did such an excellent job on last week. Hope everyone can hear me. Maybe if I put the phone closer to me. So this is Blog Talk Radio. We are in a new month. This is And welcome to August. Welcome to August. Today is August the 7th, 2021, and certainly this ministry is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yokes of bondage. I want to again welcome you to Blog Talk Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Dr. Maria Carey. I am the CEO and president of Amazing Grace Ministries. We have a spirit-filled show for you on today. We thank God for our co-host who hosted on last week, who gave us a phenomenal word. And so we're going to get into this month. The Lord has pressed upon me to deal with a unique topic on today. And certainly we will slow it down so that you can grasp everything. And I'm going to give you a snippet of a class that I teach on understanding your spiritual gifts. But before we get into that, of course, we have our announcements. Amazing Grace School of Ministry is back in session. We are teaching Old Testament Survey. We've had our second class. Every class, all classes are on Thursday. They go until 5 to 7 p.m. They started on the 29th of July, and we have been going over a review. We have been reviewing the Bible, Genesis through 1 and 2 Samuel. So we have been going over what we taught in our part one of Old Testament Survey. And certainly it is a unique class, and I would encourage you, if you want to know the Bible a little bit more, that you would participate. And you can give me a call at 309-750-7584. And the Lord has blessed me to be on the program for our Holy Convocation on August the 11th at Abounding Life Church of God in Christ, located in Poison, Illinois. We will be discussing the pathway to recovery, and I will be talking about fear. And certainly fear is an element that grips everyone, and it tries to intimidate, or Satan tries to intimidate us with the spirit of fear. But we know that in Timothy it talks about that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but a sound mind. So what does that sound mind look like? But in a way, we will be going forth, and if you have any questions in reference to that, you can give me a call also. And I would love for you to consider to give a donation to Amazing Grace Ministries, and certainly you can send that donation to P.O. Box 438-411, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. And certainly each and every donation will be used in this ministry, and we thank God for you in advance, and thank God for helping us spread the gospel, because that is what it is all about, spreading the gospel. And when you spread the gospel will break yokes. It will break yokes off your life. And that's what we want to do. We want to walk in the spirit of the Lord. We want to walk in our capacity to know God. We want to walk in his ability to strengthen us. We want to walk in his ability to move us forward. And we want God's strength. And certainly for those of you that supported me in the loss of my brother on last month, I thank you. I thank you for all cards. I thank you for all prayers. I thank you for those that even showed up at the funeral, at the visitation to support me. And you know who you are, and I give you a special shout out. The Lord just put that in my spirit to give you a special shout out, because you didn't have to do it, but you did. And certainly you made my heart glad, and you encouraged me. So therefore, I decree blessings upon you. I decree and declare, and I also ask that if you enjoy this lesson, that you give me a shout out, that you let me know, Dr. Carrie, I enjoyed you. I certainly enjoyed the word that went forth, and I appreciate you. And you could just give me a text, 309-750-7584. And you can give me an email at amazing, A-M-A-Z-E-N, G-R-A-C-E-M-I-N-I-S-T-R-I-E-S at gmail.com. And certainly this message that I am we're doing today can be heard again at Blog Talk Radio. And here is the link. And if you just say, Dr. Carrie, just text me the link. I can text you the link. And you can click on that link and go to the page automatically. http://t tobtr.com/s/11982984. And certainly that will get you to this particular message. So let's get started. Praise God. Today we have a word that's going to captivate your mind, that's going to break the yokes of bondage. So please take notes. Study this word so that this word may be hidden in your heart. Praise God. The first lesson in this month of August is accessing my spiritual gift. And like I said earlier, this is going to be a snippet this month. We're going to talk about your spiritual giftings. We're going to talk about the spiritual giftings. Now, if you want more information, then I teach a class on understanding your spiritual gift, and certainly we can set that up, and I can give you more information on that. So let's begin, shall we? Now, we're going to Romans 12. Romans 12, chapter 12, verses 4 through 8, and they read, "For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on the ministry, or he that is a teacher on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, giveth that he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that soweth mercy with carefulness," with cheerfulness, my bad. So when we define, let's define accessing, what accessing means. Accessing means to approach or to enter into a place. It can be some synonyms, some other words that is used for accessing. Satan, we bind you in the name of, first of all, let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you, God, for this word that will be given on today. We pray, God, that you'll open up the understanding of man. But we bind every difficulty that Satan tries to bring on this morning with my tongue. We pray, God, that the word will go forth with power and might. God, use your servant. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So when we're talking about accessing, it is defined as approaching or entering a particular place. Some other words synonymous for this is entrance. Way in, means of entry, approach. And then place, approach or enter. So when you access your home, you have the key, you open up the door, and you walk therein. Your job, some may have a key to open it up in the morning if they have given that authority, but if not, or just a regular employee, will have access maybe to a certain elevator, to a certain building. Satan, I bind you. So, in essence, you have that access. You can enter in it. You have an ID. You have a ID card that gives you entrance into the job. So, it also means to obtain or to examine, to retrieve. So, in essence, what God has given you or what God has placed in you is unique. It's unique to each and every one. And again, this is a little synopsis or a little bit of what I teach in terms of accessing or understanding your spiritual gifts. Because when it comes to personality traits, you are unique. What my personality traits or my abilities or my uniqueness or who I am is unique to me. And that's why there's no person that is the same. And when the Bible talks about the hairs on our, God understands or knows the hairs on our head, it's for a reason. We are unique. We have been birthed into this world. And because we have been birthed into this world, we have two parents. And from those parents, we have different chromosomes or different genetic makeup. There are brothers and sisters that may have traits. You know, you can look at brothers and sisters and they look alike. Mm-hmm. They have traits of their parents. And then that gene may jump to a later generation. So there might be a unique mold that is unique to that family line. But you may not have it, but your child may have it because that genetic makeup jumps every other generation. Mm-hmm. So when we look at access, when we look at retrieving, when we look at gaining interest, God has made us uniquely for the purpose that he has designed us for. There are every individual has a purpose and a plan that God has given them. Now, a lot of times we don't understand that purpose and plan. That's where we begin to study to show ourselves approved, to understand what our unique gift is. Mm-hmm. And then we move therein. So let's look at gifts for the body. Now, the Apostle Paul used a helpful illustration to explain the importance of teaching. When he explained what the church is and how it works, he used the image of a body. And certainly when we look at that body, you got a head, you got a head, you got a hands, you got arms, and you got feet. And we tend to get jealous of a person's giftings, but we shouldn't, because God has will use us according to the talents that he has given us. And when we look at the Bible and we look at the talents that God gave out, the illustration that Jesus gave, he gave, a parable about a talent that was given, five, two, and one, if I do believe. And we know that the ones that had the more talents put them to use, whereas the one that only had that one talent didn't do anything with it. So there is a talent that we are to cultivate, that we are to use for the glory of God. And more than likely, it's a talent that you walk in that you love to do. I'm going to say that again. It's a talent that you walk in that you love to do, but you may not be aware of. So we can see that Paul taught. He was educated. He found the Lord on the road to Damascus. We know and we see that he has taught many of the epistles or the letters in the Old Testament. So Paul teaches in his letters that for the church to manifest correctly, each member of the body must perform a role. God prepared ministries, and ministries are activities that believers do to serve God or allowed in the church to grow and to mature. These ministries exist for each believer. God empowers every believer, and these form parts of the church to participate one or more of these ministries. And certainly we're calling gifts ministries because they're ministering. You're using your gift to serve. You're using your gift to show the world that God is a healer, deliverer, that God is who he said he is, that he is a spirit. And certainly we know Jesus came in the form of a man and God and spirit and walked among us. And we know that the only means to get to God is through Jesus Christ. And God has given us a unique talent. God has given us a unique gift to move, to function, to save, to show a light on this dying world. And of course, this world is dying. Why is it dying? Because of sin. Sin happened. Sin is in the midst. Sin continues to motivate and activate and operate in the hearts of mankind. Mankind is stealing, they're killing, they're trying to solve their own problems because they're saying that they have no room or no place for the Creator. Hallelujah, somebody. So now we have all these gifts. Now, through the works of the Holy Spirit or Ghost, God gives gifts in the present sense, in a sense, it's a present. Just like on Christmas, the day that Christ was born, praise God that mankind has really turned it into kind of commercialism, but still we celebrate the birth of Christ. And even the birth of Christ, the wise men came and gave gifts to Christ. And certainly just like we get excited when we get a gift, when we get a present. And they are presents that God gives to the believer. He gives them to us that we may give them back to him. Y'all, it's almost like a catch-22. God says, I'm going to give you this thing, but now you know you got to give it back to me. Because you can't cultivate it unless you give it back to me. And once you give it back to me, what I'm going to do, I'm going to make it work. I'm going to put the Spirit of the living God on it, and I am going to manifest it for my glory. Ooh, hallelujah. Jesus promised his disciples that he would send the Spirit of truth, who will teach you all things and remind you of everything that I've said. So you can go to John 14 and 26. So when we look at Jesus, when we look at God, we understand that God has given us everything we need to operate in this world of sin and shame because God has given us the strength we need to move forward. And certainly when we look at the gifts, now the gifts can't operate without the Holy Spirit, without that individual, the deity, the God, the third person of the Trinity who comes along and who actually operates that gift in us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that gift that God gives us, that gift, and the Bible says this is the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is the temple. God lives and dwells in us. God connects with our spirit, and that spirit from him connects with our spirit, and it is motivated through Christ Jesus and operates. It operates in us to do the will of God. So who is the Holy Spirit? And I've talked about the Holy Spirit. Certainly, I'm going to give you just a little bit of what the Holy Spirit is in scriptures and give you an explanation, because we can't do the gifts without understanding the Spirit, praise God, the Spirit of the living God. And I want to make it plain to you. Now, the Holy Spirit acts in these ways. Now, we already know it's a person. It's a person. It has characteristics. It has attributes, just like God has characteristics and attributes. So it's an advocate. The Spirit of the living God is an advocate. John 14 and 16, like I read, and I'm going to read it again. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Holy Spirit teaches, reveals, and interprets Jesus' words to his fellow followers. The Holy Spirit is the divine person with Jesus' followers. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, Bishop Jakes gave a word about accessing your spiritual language or praying in your spiritual language, because there's sometimes you don't understand, you don't know what's going on. And when you access that language, when you allow the Spirit of the Living God to bubble up in you and speak to God, and he speaks to you, and he speaks, the Spirit speaks to God, and in turn, God gives you a word of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, because you're praying and worshiping the living God, and the Holy Ghost is advocating for you in a realm you don't understand, because the Spirit of the living God accesses the supernatural. And certainly we've talked about the supernatural. We don't fight a flesh and blood battle, but this battle is supernatural. And it operates on a level that we can't see, we can't understand, and we can't comprehend unless the Spirit of the living God guides, leads, and shows us. Woo, hallelujah. I said I was going to teach this class on this morning, but when the Spirit of the living God comes in, woo, hallelujah, you get excited, and it just starts giving you words. It just starts moving you forward. It just starts accessing stuff in you that you don't even be aware of, because God has an understanding of who you are better than you have an understanding of who you are. He knows the hairs on your head. He knows what you gonna do, what tips you, what satisfies you, and what motivates you. Y'all gonna stop. Now the Holy Spirit convicts. It convicts. John 16:8-9. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. The Holy Spirit will convince people of the need to repent from sin, that justice is only achieved through Christ, and the judgment of all humanity belongs to Jesus alone. I understand the mayor, if you live in the city of Chicago, and I pray for the family of that little girl that was shot because somebody brought a gun into the household. So many of our babies are dying. So many of our kids are dying. So many of our young people are taking their lives and going into judgment too soon and finding out on the other side that it's not as glamorous as they thought it would be. Because who has the authority to give and take a life? It's God. Certainly we can't say that they've sinned, but they do go into judgment. They do go into a place where they will be judged for their deeds. And that's just where we are going to go. But those of us that have a relationship with Christ Jesus, God will guide and direct us. We don't do anything of ourselves. Our talents don't belong to us. They have been given to us that we may give them back to God. And when we give them back to God, God begins to manifest those gifts in us. And they are there to do this, to help convince people, convict people, that the only way that they can make it in this last and evil day is through Jesus Christ. If you have not repented of your sins and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are not going to make it. And that's not Maria talking, that's the Word talking. So thirdly, the Holy Spirit draws to Christ. John 16:14. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. The Holy Spirit leads people to Christ at all times. So we don't witness on our own. We don't save souls on our own. We don't draw. It ain't about us. And, oh, pray God, I got out there and did you see me perform? No, you didn't. I didn't see you perform. I saw God perform in you. And we have to understand that it's the talent. It's the Christ that lives in us. Mm-hmm. He teaches, of course, the Holy Spirit teaches John 14:26. I'm in John a lot. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So we don't have to worry about it. We do study to show ourselves approved unto God. We don't know unless we learn. Unless we spend time in the presence of God. And that's why I'm doing this today. That's what why this blog is here. Blog Talk Radio is to give the word of God, to teach what God has given unto me. God has filled me. God has educated me. And now it is God's motivating me to move forward and give this word so that you can understand who you are in Christ Jesus. As growing up, I got saved at a young age, and God led me. God guided me. God showed me my gift, and as he showed me my gift, he told me to educate myself, to motivate, and motivated me to move in that gift. And that's where God will do. God will motivate you. God will show you. But God has given proven instructors that has laid the foundation so that you can learn. And in learning of them, so that you can understand who you are in Christ Jesus. So the Holy Spirit sealed, Ephesians 1:13, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of the truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, like a seal of authenticity. The Holy Spirit marks us as God's property. So we got a mark. We're God's property. You know, there was a group that called themselves God's property. Well, that's where they get it from. That's the scripture they've gotten it from. God's property. We've got a seal. So when Satan sees you, he sees that seal on you. And he knows that he's not yours, so he's going to fight you with everything he's got. So the Holy Spirit guides. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak of his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is to come. God's going to guide and lead. You know it, and we understand it. You are led by the Spirit. He's certainly going to guide. And then the Holy Spirit intercedes. And we talked about that spiritual language. We talked about that spiritual language that comes to intercede on your behalf. You may not understand what you're going through. And there's so many spirits in this realm attack us. Spirit of depression, the spirit of fear, the anxiety, gloom and doom, all those spirits, witchcraft, all those spirits attack the believer. But we've got an intercessor, a person that intercedes on our behalf. And then we've got Romans 8:26 that says, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. And that's why I was getting at, praise God. We do not know what we are to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Oh, Jesus, come on in, Lord. You know, groans and spiritual languages that we give back to the Lord, and then the Lord strengthens us in the inner man, and that inner man is strengthened, that outer man is strengthened. Mm-hmm. And then we move forward, and then the Holy Spirit empowers. Acts 1:8. Ooh, but ye will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be witnesses in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So these ministries or these talents or these spiritual gifts that we're talking about identify the Holy Spirit's main function: to glorify Christ, John 16:14, simply the primary function of our spiritual or gifts or ministries is to glorify Christ. Also, the critical function of our ministry is to serve in the church and to allow the body of Christ to mature, to grow up, to reach our goals through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. It is there to empower. It is there to equip. It is there to assist, and it becomes an extension of God's own ministry among his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what a gift. And I'm going to get to what a gift, and that probably will be it for this class unless the Spirit of the Lord gives us a little bit more. So what a gift. Now, the English word gives two meanings for gift. One, a special ability or talent, such as playing the piano, learning languages, and so forth and so on. Two, something that is given without charge and freely, such as a present for a birthday. Now, these are two definitions of gifts. Now, praise the Lord. These definitions color the way we read the New Testament for some of these gifts or some of these ministries, talents. God did give special talents and abilities for healing, for miracles, for speaking in tongues. However, the emphasis on the New Testament is not on the abilities themselves, but on how they function in ministry or in serving others. And we talked about your gift is there to serve. You're there to help. You're there to assist. You're there to motivate. You're there to give your talent to help the believers. We're there to help one another. And certainly that's what our gifts and talents are there for. As we think about spiritual gifts, we must keep in mind that we make them spiritual. Is that they come from the Holy Spirit. So they're spiritual gifts because they come from the Spirit of God. And that's why we had to give a brief understanding of how the Spirit operates. Because the Spirit of the living God operates in us and motivates us and does the work of God the Father. And certainly he advocates for God the Son. So he, in turn, is God the Son in spirit form that Christ sent back to operate in us so that we can be believers that are strong in the Lord. So your spiritual gifts in action. So what are spiritual gifts? Spiritual gifts are things that are related to righteous manners, gifts that are given to you for spiritual use, a special ability to know how to, and a special ability to know how to use them. So a little while ago, we talked in detail about the gifts of the Spirit. We talked in Galatians 5:22, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. So in essence, those are fruits. Those are fruits that every Christian should operate in. So now when you look at the gifts, when you look at the spiritual gifts, the talents and ministries that God has given you to operate in, you should operate in those gifts in such a way that the Holy Spirit is manifested in you to help the church to grow, to strive, and to help believers to strive. You know, we talk about the church, but the church today is a different focus. You understand we got a building, yes, but then we are to help to spread the gospel and to encourage believers to be found present, to know the Lord. Those that don't know him, those that are suffering, and certainly we have all suffered in this coronavirus. Now there's a Delta variant, and it's affecting those that have not been vaccinated. We've got all kinds of crazy theories about why a person don't want to be vaccinated, but then that's a fear. And yet we are required as Christians to trust in the Lord and lean not on our understanding. So if Jesus says, render unto Caesar what is Caesar and unto God what is God, and the government is saying that you should get the vaccination, and yet there are others that say you don't, you shouldn't. You need to understand where God is taking you and what God is doing for yourself. And that is all about knowing who, where your talents and giftings are located. 1 Corinthians 12, 1 and 5, now concerning spiritual gifts. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto those dumb idols, even as were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but the Holy Ghost. Now there are the diversity of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And I'm just going to run through those spiritual gifts for this session. And then we're going to pray and close up, and next week we'll start with just looking at spiritual gifts. So you got the manifestations of gifts, which is phanerosis, and that's found in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11. And you got the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, wisdom, faith, gifts of healing, workings of miracles, prophecies, discerning of spirits, various kinds of tongues, and interpretation. You got a variety of distribution for a full manifestation of the Spirit. So then you have Ephesians 4:11 through 16. You have the ministry gifts, or the dogma gifts, and that's the apostle, that's the prophet, that's the evangelist, that's the pastor, that's the teacher. So when you look at fivefold ministries, they talk about those areas, fivefold ministry. And then you have the motivational gifts, and certainly the motivational gifts is the charisma, and that's found in Romans 12, 6 to 8. And that's prophecy or perceiver, server, teacher, exhorter, giver, leader, administrator, compassion person, mercy. And then there are another one in Corinthians found in 12:28-30, and again, that's apostle, prophet, teachers, miracles, healings, helps, guidance, speaking in tongue, interpreting tongue. So we're going to stop right there. because I've run out of time. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, God, for this blog. We thank you, God, for the understanding of our spiritual gifts. Thank you, God, for wisdom. We pray even now, God, that you will give us an understanding of your word. And we pray for anyone that received this word that they may be convicted. If they're not saved, Father God, we pray, God, that they accept you, Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior by confessing their sins and accepting you right now as their Savior. We pray for those that are listening on this blog, Father God. We pray for special healing, God. We pray, God, that their understanding will be enlightened, God, and certainly that they will receive what you give unto them, because this is your blog and this is your ministry, Father God, and therefore, God, you give interpretation, you give wisdom, you give healing, and you give instructions. This is my prayer, and we thank you, God, for my co-host. I pray, God, for her right now. I pray a special blessing for each and every one in the convocation on next week as they go forth. God, strengthen them. We bind the spirit of fear. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank each and every one of you that are listening. We will be back with you on next week, continuing up on understanding our spiritual gifts. Now, again, this is just a tidbit. You may not understand what your giftings are, and I will encourage you to take my class. If you want more information, you can reach me at 309-750-7584 and really get into your spiritual gift. God bless you. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.